are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by Lee Real Estate, the Peer VA Clinic, and May Adam. And joining us this morning is Peer Mayor Steve Harding. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave. Time flies by fast, doesn't it?
It really, really does. And here we are right at the tail end of September.
Isn't that something?
Wow.
October 1st is tomorrow, and then it'll be Halloween, and then Thanksgiving, and Christmas, and away we go.
Yeah, and we'll be off to a brand new year, but things are going well around the city.
Yeah, they really are. You know, Dave, probably the two biggest questions I've been getting lately here is the water treatment plant and the ambulance district.
Right.
And, you know, the water treatment plant, we're just so close to getting pushing the new water through the system.
Okay.
We were hoping that maybe the first week of October we could start that process. But we've, you know, when you have that big of a facility and the technology that's in there and the computers and all the chemicals that's required to, you know, treat the water and everything, we've been having trouble getting the trainers to getting them traveling here to train our staff.
Right.
We've been doing a lot of training, but it's, you know, their scheduling has just been, you know, very busy. So I don't think we'll make it next week, but for sure, you know, by the end of October, we'll have the new water getting pushed through the plant.
That is wonderful. Yeah, I know a lot of people are eagerly awaiting that. And things went really well, you know, building, and it kind of came in underneath. So that's kind of a bonus to the taxpayers.
It really did, Dave. Yeah, it came in under the estimate. And, you know, we did a construction manager at risk on that. And that proved to be, for that particular project, really a cost savings for the city. We, you know, we had to increase the water rates. Everyone knew that, about 8% per year. And 2023 was going to be the last scheduled increase. Well, we finished the 2023 budget, and we don't have to do a water increase for next year.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah, it really is. We're very pleased that we didn't have to schedule that in. And so, you know, that'll be a savings. And just on utilities, you know, we've been, when I got elected mayor 5 years ago, we really started doing, you know, studying the electrical rates, the wastewater rates, and the water rates. But we knew we had to, you know, raise those. But now for 2023, not having to increase the water rates, we're not increasing the electrical rates or the wastewater rates either. So we've really been fortunate. Actually, the last 3 years, we haven't raised the electrical rates. And the last 2 years, we haven't had to increase the wastewater rates. So, you know, all of those improvements that we've been doing to those utilities, in the long run, are starting to save us some money. Now, what the future brings, I don't know, but
that is true. But seeing some savings here over the, you know, the next year or so, that's a great thing as a taxpayer. You like to hear that.
That's right. That's right. And so we'll be putting out information on when the new water will start going through the system. Mm-hmm. It takes about 30 days for it to work itself through, so you won't immediately have new water out of your tap. So it'll be a while, but you'll soon, you know, within 30 days, be getting the new water out of your tap. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And we'll be putting some flyers in your utility bill to kind of give everybody an update on how that's going. And we'll talk about it here and at the commission meeting, too, so people are, you know, up to date on where it's at.
Excellent. That is good news. I know a lot of people have been waiting. And you wanted to touch on the ambulance district as well. That's kind of gone by the wayside now.
Yeah, it is, Dave. And I've had a lot of questions, mostly from people just say, do we have an ambulance service? You know, because it's there is the funding. They had to increase their rates and everything. So, you know, everybody knows we looked at creating an ambulance district, and we had public hearings. And, you know, it's just state law is pretty specific on ambulance districts. And so we had to follow state law. And so we all four entities, Stanley County, Hughes County, Pierre and Fort Pierre, passed a resolution saying they would support you know, putting together an ambulance district. Well, after our public hearings, you know, Stanley County decided not to participate because state law says you can't exclude ag property. So our farmers and ranchers, you know, they would have to pay an assessment on their land and not just on their buildings like we would, okay, you know, in town here on your mm-hmm. a residential home or something.
Sure.
And I kind of agree with our farmers and ranchers, you know, and so I think that was a fair thing. The good news is that all four entities agreed that we should approach this together, you know, and we
right.
shouldn't just all go in our own direction, you know. So we've had several meetings saying, okay, what do we need to do to create a district, or what are the other options to fund the ambulance service? The good news for our citizens is that the ambulance is funded for 2023. So next year you will, and currently you will have ambulance service, just like we've always had.
Okay.
So that's the good news. And what that does, it gives the four entities time to meet again, talk things over, see if there are some laws that can be changed, see if there's different ways to fund it. And so it buys those local governments time to put together a new plan that's acceptable to everybody and still provide ambulance service. So
yeah.
I just want everyone to know that we're working on it, and they will have ambulance service through 2023. And in the future, we'll come up with the right plan that fits everybody's needs. So
yeah, that's a great way for people. You know, they can rest easy knowing the ambulance service is there and that, you know, there's going to be plans to get it all taken care
yep.
of. So that is good to hear.
Yep, you bet. So moving on to another project, water project, is the outdoor pool.
Right.
And a lot of people are seeing a lot of activity down there now. And you'll see that they've got the 50-meter pool that runs along Crow Street towards the river there. They've got that framed up to get ready to pour concrete. They've have poured some concrete. But, you know, that'll be the floor of that pool. So if you can imagine, the walls will be higher than that. So there'll actually be a retaining
right.
wall going down Crow Street. But they're seeing some real progress now on that. The contractor hopes to have the 50-meter pool completed this fall yet.
Okay.
And now the recreational pool, you'll see where the footings have been poured for that and getting ready to pour that. I don't know if they'll get that all done depending on weather. It could be completed this fall yet too. So, and then you'll see from that recreational pool then going towards the creek, that will be the parking lot area. So you know, the public can really start seeing what that's going to look like. And this time next year, you'll really, you know, that's the completion date. So next summer, you're really going to see the fun stuff start going up the slides
right.
and the drop line and the drop slide and the
all
zero
the cool
entry.
Stuff.
All the cool stuff that we're all hoping for. Yep.
Yeah.
So that'll really be a fun next summer to see that all come together.
Yeah,
so.
And it's great to see the progress as it's coming along right now, because it does. It takes a long time, and you've got to do things in the right order. And,
yep.
you know, by the end, it's going to be a great, great addition.
It really will, you know, in 5, 10, 15, 30, 40, 50 years from now, you know, we've been documenting everything, taking pictures, and we've got some really neat drone pictures, you know,
oh, nice.
Overhead. And so years down the road, they'll be able to look back and go, boy, that's really quite an undertaking.
Absolutely.
Yep. So. One other thing that's going to be coming up, I just want to mention to everybody, in January, actually January 7th of 2023 is the next inaugural ball here in Pierre. And so I've appointed a committee as mayor. You know, I'm responsible for appointing a committee to mm-hmm. to plan the inaugural ball for the next governor. Now, after the November election, and we know who that's going to be, then that committee will really start working with the new governor and their family to see, you know, what events they want and everything. So, but that's been started, and we'll be bringing to the commission meeting some updates on that
okay.
as more planning's done.
Sure.
A lot of those committee members have a lot of experience. They've done several of them. You know, and I appoint the chair people of that committee. Currently, it's Matt and Stephanie Judson, and it's kind of a three inaugural cycle. And then the new chair people would do it for the next three inaugural. So this is their last inaugural ball. They've just done an outstanding job, and I sure thank them for all their hard work. And so we try and bring on some new people to be in the co-pilot seat, yeah. You know, to get to learn everything. So the new chair people for the next inaugural is Matt and Kim. Excuse me. Matt and Kim Brackey. And so they're on board in the co-pilot seat. And, you know, they're great community-minded people, and I thank them for stepping up the plate and being chairpers. It actually is a fun committee to work with.
I would imagine so.
And it's a fun event, and it's a time to showcase the capital of South Dakota to the entire state.
Right.
And so they'll be coming up on January 7th, so we'll be looking for updates coming to the commission meeting.
Sounds good. As always, lots going on, keeping you busy, and keeping the city going in a good direction.
Yep, that's right. One other thing, we're trying to get our projects buttoned up here, you know, before the frost. So
right.
there's several streets that you'll see may be closed for a good portion of October. We'll be getting that out to the public, and what those streets are and how long they'll be closed. So just bear with us for another 30 days so we can get our projects done, and we'll get it buttoned up and put snowplows on our trucks.
There you go. Got to get ready for that.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Well, thank you for stopping by as always, Mayor. We'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Dave.
Thank you. There's Peer Mayor Steve Harding joining us for the Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, which was brought to you by Lee Real Estate, the Peer VA Clinic, and May Adams.